If I was to give advice to somebody who just started in the market, it would be never move your stop, never move your entry. I've got sort of a notice on my wall, and I actually wrote it out after reading this book by Steve Goldstein. And it says, I do believe in the system. I do not jump in early. I do not change stops. I do take the risk. I know that not all will be winners. And that's my mantra. And, you know, sometimes I have to keep on looking up and going,
it's amazing, isn't it?
You're not going to change your stop. You know, you set the trade, leave it. And I don't see anything wrong with sort of, you know, lowering a stop loss when you've sort of broken a decent line of support, or you've got that. And there's nothing wrong with taking partial profit. Psychological side of trading is extreme. And when you see a trade on side, and you just, you know, you're looking at it thinking, do I take it off? Do I leave it on? Do I take it off? Do I leave it on? And you have to look at your back at your system. And then, you know, say if you're, I don't know, you're a retail trader and you're 2 quid short, take 50 pence off, take 75%, you know, take 75 pence off, take a pound off, whatever makes you feel comfortable, bank it, then move your stop loss to entry, and you've guaranteed that you've at least got something out of the trade.
That was veteran trader Ian Coleman talking to me about his life as a trader for the past 37 years. Yeah, 37. He mostly trades Forex, occasionally the indices. And in this episode, we talk about the kinds of patterns and correlations he looks for, why he prefers swing trading to intraday, and his own quiet obsession with the markets. Check out the full episode on A Trader's Life.